Hey friends, welcome back to the More or Less with ANS podcast. We are your hosts. I am Sarah.
And I'm Amber.
And today we're just going to talk a little bit about the good memories of our childhoods.
Just good memes and like good things that we remember because we want to like
make a positive episode.
Yeah, we want to be more upbeat because all of our previous ones have been, you know, a little bit sad.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to start. I remember when I was like 6, I'm going to say. It was like shortly after the raid when like most of the children were gathered on the land of Texas, around San Antonio. And my oldest brother, his name is Levi, I think that's okay to say, he would like take all of the kids down to like these irrigation fields that we had, and it was like a mile walk on our property, and it was really pretty, like, and we would like climb on the irrigation things. Also, he would take us to see our buffalo. We had like herds of buffalo, and we had a camel, and we had like a zebra at one point. I can't remember. There was like several different animals. We called it the 365, or the three, I don't know, it was like this land that it was like 365 acres or something. Or the 300, I can't remember. It was three something. But we would like feed the animals out of, it was like going to a safari, kind of. Like we would feed the animals out of the truck and throw like the bales of hay out for the, I don't know, zebra or whatever. But I remember the day that we had to let the camel go. It was so sad. But yeah, it was like, it was really fun going out there with my oldest brother. Yeah, so he was like 26 or something, or 25, and I would have been 6. So yeah, it's a big age difference. Another one, I guess this isn't like the best memory, but we honestly made some great memories like while we were doing it. So father had told us to get every like poker of cactus off of the land of Texas, and the land of Texas, like the land of refuge, was a mile like one way and 2 miles the other way, so you can imagine how much cactus that is, and it was like covering like every square inch basically. So we would wake up at 4 and go out there and dig literally we would dig till lunch and then we would come back. And I was like 6 and yeah, we did it like for years. Anyways, we would make this big, big cactus pile. And one time I fell in it, like, no, this is a seriously big cactus pile, like as tall as your house probably. And a couple of the kids had, like, climbed up it with their boots and stuff so they wouldn't, like, get hurt. So I decided to try and climb up that, but I tripped and caught myself with my hands, so all the cactus went in my hands, and that was a painful day. But yeah, we dug cactus, like, every single day, and like, while we were out there, every time an airplane came over, we would all run under a tree, or, yeah. The thing about Texas is, it's, like, right by, we lived very close to the Mexico border, and so there was a lot of wildlife that would come up from Mexico, you know, and we had, like, jackrabbits, is that what they're called? I think so. That were, like, 3 feet tall. We had tons of armadillo. Yeah, there was, like, a lot of animals, like, some very rare deer, but once we, like, populated the land more, then those all kind of just went, like, save themselves or something. That camel that I talked about earlier, it would always, like, if you got a camera in its face, it would always just snap at the camera, like, grab the whole camera lens. We have, like, some videos of doing that. I don't know. Does Amber have any?
Yes, I have some. So the most like vivid ones I have is like when we were young, like super young, and I lived in hiding, then we'd always play in the rain. Like every time it would rain, same. We would make cookies, and occasionally we would make like root beer before we couldn't, you know. And it was like the dry ice kind, and I just remember thinking it was so cool to like watch my big brothers stir the ice, and it would be like foaming clouds. Over or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. You do it in baskets, like big, huge yeah. baskets.
We made huge batches of root beer because obviously we had a large family, but it was a good vibe overall, like, yeah. And then also when we lived in hiding, there was this, I don't know if it's like offensive to say Mexican guy, but it was a Mexican guy, and his name was Usto, and he lived like right over the gate, and he would bring us like his homemade salsa and Mexican bread, and we thought it was literally the yummiest stuff ever. But the thing is when we lived in hiding, we couldn't see him, he couldn't see us, like we had Gentile names or fake names or whatever, and so he would knock on the door and everyone would run hide, and John, like my stepdad, would open the door, or one of the mothers would open the door and get the Mexican bread from him. But it was so good. I just remember it being bussin'.
Yeah, touching on like, well, that sounded professional. Adding on to like her rain story, we used to do the same thing, but keep in mind we literally had like 6 layers of clothing on. So right. After then all the kids, like after we like stomped in the puddles and like squished in the mud and everything, because it is Texas and we just had dirt roads, so there was so much mud, and it was so fun to play in, and it would always like flood. So like there was this frog pond thing that we called it, but it was like a river, I don't really know, but we would always go in there and catch like these huge toads, because it's Texas.
Oh, in Nevada there was a lot of toads too, but we had like horse corrals in the back of our yard. We didn't use them because we didn't have animals, but those would literally flood like completely, and that's where we played, or mm-hmm. like just anywhere in our yard would flood basically.
Yeah, I remember, like, watching my first tornado. Like, all the kids ran outside. And it was, like, hailing, like, big fist-sized hails, basically. And going through, like, the roofs of the cars. And we'd be like, oh, this is so cool. And then the next day, Father would be like, actually, God is displeased with you. But it was really cool.
Yeah, I always liked any kind of, like, weather, even if it was destructive.
Yeah, anything that was, like, exciting.
Yeah, because it was exciting. It was something, you know.
Like when we were snowed in. This wasn't in Texas. This was in hiding in Colorado. But, yeah, so basically after we were done splashing the puddles and everything, then we would, all the kids would go into the showers, which is a lot of showers. But, you know, every bedroom has a bathroom plus all the public ones. So there was enough, but it literally took like 20 minutes to get like undressed, because like our underwear was literally stuck to our skin. I hated getting out of my clothes when I was supposed to shower after I got wet.
Right.
And then we usually had shakes and cheese toast, like smoothies and cheese toast.
Oh my gosh, we always made smoothies after with canned peaches.
Yeah. That's what we did. Like grilled toast with applesauce.
Always. And it was homemade applesauce, so it was
actually awesome. That like kind of reminds me, on every Sunday that was literally the Sunday food, like for lunch, because everybody was supposed to fast on Sundays, but for the kids then they got like toast, applesauce, and either bottled peaches or bottled
we always pears. Had bottled fruit on.
It was like the same thing. But it was really good.
Another memory I have, I think, like doing community work, like I always loved it. There was plenty of like stuff to do in the community. Like you could go help in the community garden, or you could help at the processing plant, and it would be like, it's just fun. And it would be like, it was tons of work, but it was so fun to just do stuff with a huge amount of people. Like we would go out to the pecan orchards and we would pick up pecans, and I don't know, we'd also like go to Kanab and do all that kind of stuff. We did a lot of gardening. And it was always fun.
Yeah.
Until you got heat stroke.
Oh, literally. And then you throw up and it's like a nightmare, but you still have to stay outside. Yeah, I can relate. We did this, like, this is the only thing we ever celebrated in school, and it was called Hundreds Day. So, when it was, like, the 100th day of school, then everything was, like, 100 this, 100 this, you know, yeah, you got to do
100 of something.
You got to do really fun
things.
Yeah. We would, like, make a cake that was, like, out of 100s, or we would take all the kids out on the patio.
I literally have pictures from 100s.
Yeah. And, like, lay them out in 100, so it was, like 50 kids or whatever, like, laying in, like, the 100 sign. Yeah, and
they would take a picture up on the deck or whatever.
Yeah, it was super cool. Or we would, like, go out and do, like, a scavenger hunt, like, 100 things, you know, just a bunch of different really fun things. It was obviously a lot funner. A lot more fun, whatever, like, in hiding before Father got a lot more strict about celebrating things.
Yeah. 100th Day was a big thing at our house, too. Like, sometimes we would make, like, water slides, and we'd do the thing where you, like, put your feet, like, in a pillowcase and then, like, try to walk.
We did
that kind of thing. I don't know what it's called, like, potato.
Hot potato. No.
I don't remember what it's called, but we did that. And then all the kids had to bring 100 of something. I remember I made bookmarks because everyone had to read like an insane amount of books, so
yeah,
was
like, that's true.
I was like, that was a good idea.
Yeah, in hiding, that one, like, we had this one 100th day that was so fun because they went through so much effort, and like the male caretaker was involved a lot, so yeah, we like made the whole house into like a party, an FLDS party. We had this like little bird, like, this is another story, but her name was Sweetie Bird, and they got her like because she had flown away from her people or whatever, like she was just like a lost bird, but she needed someone to take care of her, so they got her clear back in Colorado City, and she talked, like, she swore and said a lot of things that wasn't really acceptable to the FLDS, so Father taught her how to say, like, keep sweet and everything, and then he named her Sweetie Bird, and we had her in the house, like, for, like, 13 years after we had found her, so we don't even know how old she was, but she died, like, right after the raid. She was, like, so funny, because whenever somebody she liked would walk in, she would, like, whistle, like, really loud whistle, like a human whistle, and because, like, some of the mothers would be like, Sweetie, eat your mush, or, you know, Hannah, chew your food, then Sweetie Bird would, like, repeat that, so whenever it was, like, a meal time, then she'd be like, Sweetie, eat your mush, Hannah, chew your food. It was funny, and apparently she really liked Father, so she would always go, like, fly over and sit on his picture after he was in prison, but yeah, it's kind of like a, yeah, story. But yeah, she died right after the raid, and one of the grandmothers made, like, a tiny little casket for her, and everybody cried, and we buried her under the porcupine tree.
Very sad.
Very sad.
One thing that I liked doing, or this was, like, when I was 5, 6, is we lived by an airport, and we also had big windows, and so, like, we could see the airplanes, like, fly over us, and I don't know, we always sit there and just, like, airplane watch, and we couldn't do anything, and we couldn't go outside, or if it was late at night and our stepdad was, like, in a good mood, sometimes he would drive us to the airport, and we would just, like, stand up next to the airport gate and, like, just watch the airplanes take off, and it was so cool. I don't know why. I'm still fascinated with airplanes.
Yeah. We were always, like, terrified of them. I have this, like, weird story. It's, like, ingrained in my head, but so this one day, then it was raining outside, and we were running home from doing cactus, and I looked up to one of the, like, first presidency. I don't know if you'll know what that means, but it was, like, so there's Father, and then there's the first presidency, and then there's second. I don't know. So it was, like, the next person after father, like, in rank. And so he had a house that was, like, right next to ours. And it was, like, in front of ours, kind of. And I looked up to the house, and there was this thing that looked like a body that was hanging outside of the window. And it was, like, a white body-shaped thing. And my brain just went crazy just thinking of all the, like, things that it could be. And I never went into that side of the house again because I was so worried that they would kill me and hang me outside of the window. But I was, like, showering after that, and I was just thinking, oh my gosh, like, what if they are actually, like, these really bad people? And, yeah. Obviously, I had to make my own life interesting.
Memories, or some more that I had, was, like, I always grew up around animals. Well, not when I was in hiding, but we had chickens, but, and ducks. But, when we moved back to the creek, then we had cows, pigs, ducks. We didn't have horses, but we had plenty of animals, and I always thought it was so fun to feed them and take care of them. And occasionally the boys would let the pigs out, and they would chase us through the vineyard, and it was scary. But I loved having animals. Like, I remember feeding the cows, and, like, I don't know. It was just stuff that I liked.
It's interesting that you guys had pigs, because we were always told that pigs were, like, the evilest of animals, and horses were, like, the best of animals, so we didn't have pigs or horses, because we weren't worthy to have horses, and we were too good to have pigs.
Well, we only had pigs until 2011, and then when we moved to the block, or, like, your dad's original house, mm-hmm. and Rue and Jeff's original house, then we got rid of all the pigs, but we had cows and chickens, I think. Yeah, because I used to go out and help milk the cows every morning. So, that was good stuff. And we always had fresh cream. Ugh, amazing.
Yeah, fresh milk, always fresh everything.
It was literally, like, warm when you would get it, because it was so fresh.
Oh, I love doing that. We would go to the dairy, like, really, really early in the morning, like, to help them milk the cows and everything when I was super young. And, you know, after the cows are done being milked, it all goes into this big vat, and that's when it's the most creamy, but that's where it cools, and that's before, like, they separate the cream and everything. So it's, like, so, so good. We would, like, open the valve thing and just get cup after cup of milk, just drinking it. It's the best kind.
So good.
There's this other story of when I was helping one of the mothers make dinner, and so we had this big industrial, like, oven and stove, and above it is, like, this cooling rack, because when you have to cook for a family of 120 plus, then you kind of have to have big things like that. Anyways, so we were cooking, and she had put the granola and the bread above the soup that we were making. And I don't even know how it happened, but, like, see, the bread is, like, rising because of the heat that's coming off the soup. So we put the bread up there to rise. Anyways, I don't know how it happened, but basically all the soup, all the granola and all the bread fell into the soup, like, the big pans of soup. So, yeah, that was, like, a very, very stressful day for everyone, because we had to start completely over, and the people were already out there waiting for food.
Yeah. Food was very, it was such a big deal in the FLDS. Like, whoever was on meals or whatever had to figure out, like, what they were going to make for a large amount of people. And so, I don't know, lots of people just had to get creative. Like, my stepdad used to cook for, like, large amounts of people, and we'd always go and help him. Like, I was assigned to that job every day. I would go help with lunch duties or whatever it was called, and yeah. I was always busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One not so good one is missionary meetings. Those were disgusting. And you had to sit there for, like, 8 hours and be, like, evaluated.
Yeah.
This one really... Well, at least it was good to us, or good to me at the time, is when they would, the people who went to visit Father in prison would come back with these, like, written up things about what he said about us, or little things that he would write on for us. So we thought that was really cute, or fun, or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Now it's just kind of ick, but for me, as, like, a little child back then, getting something back from my father was, like, a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I liked doing anything, like, outside, like, occasionally. Like, this was very rare.
But being outside was, like, a privilege.
Yeah. But, this one time, I got to go, like, on a walk around the block with my stepdad. Like, all of the girls, we walked, like, during sunset or whatever, and it was just, it was fun because there were so many girls and we never got to go on walks or anything like that, like outside the fence.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool.
It was always so fun to do things that were like out of the ordinary. I always felt like a cool person.
Yeah. I also liked any time that we would move. I thought it was so fun to like explore the house. Because I did move quite a lot. I mean, I don't think I moved as much as Sarah did, but it was just, like, I don't know. I think about it now, and I'm like, that's probably why, like, we're so flighty. Like, we always want to do something is because, like, we're always moving.
Yeah, we never even stayed in the same place very long. Before I came out of the FLDS, the longest I had stayed in a place was, I guess, this one house in Colorado that I stayed on the property for 3 years. And that was, like, the longest, not even Texas, because we, you know, the raid happened, and then, yeah, just a bunch of...
that was about the same, like, the longest I'd ever stayed in the house was 2 years.
Yeah. And but that's moving...
Just, I don't know why they made us move so much.
Yeah. Moving was, like, so fun. Like, obviously, if you weren't being, like, moving away from your mom or something as a punishment. But moving... Oh, it was so fun because, I mean, for us, not to, like, brag or anything, but we had some very nice houses, like, that we moved to, and some are really cool. Like, one had a whole sequoia tree that was growing up through the house, and, like, a circular staircase wrapped around it, and that one was pretty cool. Yeah, there was just some, like, very unique houses, I guess, that were, like, fun to look at. There was this one house that we called the Lighthouse. That literally looked like a lighthouse, and that had, like, a lookout and everything, and it was, like, 5 stories, had, like, 26 bedrooms. Yeah. Not like we used them. We only had, like, 15 people living in the house, and half of them were children, so they had to live with the mothers. Anyways, yeah, it's kind of, like, the basics.
Yeah, good memes. I'm trying to think. There's another one. Oh, anytime I got to do stuff with, like, the boys or my brothers, I thought it was, like, the biggest deal ever. Like, they would get a new truck and they would be like, okay, I'm going to take the girls on a ride, like, around the block. That was about it.
Yeah.
And because it was, like, not, like, we weren't really supposed to do stuff with them, but they, like, they wanted to do stuff with us. So, we'd do that.
Or, like, faking a, like, a... chip tooth or something, faking a cavity just so we could go off, and that was only for a certain time, and then Father basically just stopped all appointments.
Yeah. One that I really liked was snow when we lived at, like, I don't remember what it was called. I think we called it just the non-member dairy house or something, is because we lived close to the dairy and we had, like, this set of stairs that came, like, around the house. And one time it snowed a lot, and so we, like, packed the stairs, and then the boys went to, I don't know where they went, but they found these little round sled thingies, and we would slide down the stairs. Like, I don't know, we made, like, a whole ramp thing out of it.
Like, I'll just say, FLDS kids know how to, like, make fun out of nothing.
Yeah, we had to get super creative
with a lot of look at things. A tree or something, look at a heel, and the next day we would create something crazy.
Yeah, it's always how it was. And then we would pour dish soap. Water on our ramps when it was so cold, and then we'd, like, get in garbage bags and slide down it.
Yeah, Or we make, like, yeah, instead of sleds, because at some point we had to get rid of sleds. Yeah. Then we would just put our shelves in garbage bags and slide down the hill. Now, we got hurt a lot. Same with, like, wagons that didn't have brakes or anything.
Just, oh, like, my gosh. Forgot about the wagons.
Yeah, and then they would, like, the steering would stall in the middle of it, and so you would just, like, go to your death.
You would literally fall straight forward.
Mm-hmm. On your face, going, like, 20 miles an hour on the gravel. But we got hurt, like, daily, so it wasn't anything.
Yeah. Like, before we would plant the garden and stuff, like, we'd have to till it, but we would get in the wagons and, like, sit at the top of the ramp and, like, race down. Yeah. I can remember, like, one time a wagon, like, flipped over because it did the little thing where it stalled, and my foot got, like, caught in the wheel or something. I don't remember. I just remember I was traumatized a little. I was in pain.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that again. But, yeah, I think that's all for right now.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's about it. I mean, we have a lot of good memories and stuff, but,
like, I'm sure more good memories will come up in, like, future episodes.
But yeah, we'll definitely talk about them in other episodes as well.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I really hope you guys enjoyed, and DM us on our Instagrams or in the comments of our TikToks.
If you have any more questions.
Yeah, if you have questions or if there's a specific subject you would like us to talk about, and we would be happy to speak on it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, love you guys. Bye.